the Institute for Fiscal Studies.
Now, telecoms giant BT is putting up its prices again just half a year after the last increase. The company's writing to its 12 million customers to tell them from the end of April, call charges will go up by 9%. Line rental will also increase by 30 pence per month. In October, BP put up call charges by 10% and line rental by 50%. Sorry, by 50p rather. Let's talk to Eddie Murphy. He's the telecoms analyst at Priory Consulting. Morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Nicky.
What are they planning at BT? Why all these price increases? I mean, it's, what, three in just over a year?
Well, they're in a bit of a difficult spot, really, because the overall market for fixed voice communications is shrinking, and BT's share of that market is shrinking as well. And it's got a fairly fixed cost base, so in order to remain profitable at some point, or at regular points, it's having to actually look at its prices and put them up.
Is that because a lot of the infrastructure in our telecoms voice industry is owned and maintained by BT, where other suppliers just piggyback on that infrastructure?
Yes, almost every supplier piggybacks on the BT infrastructure, the one exception being Virgin Media, which maintains its own cable TV network, which is completely separate from the BT network, but all the others are actually using BT's infrastructure, and it provides that infrastructure at regulated prices. So it doesn't make a huge amount on that aspect of its business, but it obviously when it sells directly to customers, it has more control.
But if it's pushing up prices at the rate it is, it leaves it vulnerable to other companies taking market share from them.
And we've seen BT's market share decline dramatically. It's gone from 59% in 2004 to 50% in 2009. So it's steadily being eroded.
Will it make
more situation for a company to be in?
And very, very briefly, Eddie, will it make people use their mobiles more?
That's one of the effects we've been observing for years. People are using their mobiles much more as bundle packages for calls in mobiles become more prevalent. People are using their mobiles. It's easier. The numbers are all programmed in and people just use them.
OK, many thanks for that. That was Eddie Murphy from Prior Consulting. That's all from us, but we'll both be back, Jeremy and myself, in the Breakfast Programme, which is coming up next.